It's CJSF 90.1 FM radio. It's Burnaby.
Cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Fine and cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Excitingly warm here in the bunker, as it's cold outside in this part of the earth. If you're warm wherever you are, well, you're lucky. I have to go shovel snow a little later on.
Yes, but there's a snowblower and there's even a little mini plow.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to warm up sympathy, Daffodil. For me, getting out there with the big shovel and just going, oh, am I almost there? Oh, no, that 12-foot snowdrift, no.
But I'm making hot chocolate with whipped cream and mini marshmallows and sprinkles.
Okay. And yeah, like you say, we have some mechanical assistance instead of me actually shoveling. But, you know, it's still a pain in the butt when you have to go a cold outside.
Is that why we're playing warmer music?
I suppose. But we're profiling a guy from Hawaii. He sums up his name as the Barefoot Man.
Not Hawaii, the Grand Cayman Islands in the Caribbean.
Sorry, I got distracted. Ron just walked into the studio here. He realizes we're in here.
I know, he's looking for cookies.
Yes.
I didn't bring any. He's on a diet.
Oh, no. And on the celebrity slip-up, man. Marsha. That's all I'll give you as a hint. We'll tell you a little more later.
Fair enough.
But we're starting off with Mr. Gasser and the Weirdos. Seems appropriate for our show.
Does indeed.
We got Going the Surfink a little later on, but we're starting off with Surfink on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back.
music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Gonna teach you how to slink like a goofy-footed serpent. Now just get into your slimy slide, wiggle your fern, and shake your glide.
Do the serpent,
what's the feeling?
Do the serpent,
your sucker's beating.
Do the serpent.
A little bitty, turn around and grit your nitty. Try it, buddy, you can do all that. If and you can't see other more right.
Do the surfing,
what's the feeling?
Do the surfing,
your something's feeling.
Do the surfing.
Ratfinks sing this ditty. It's number one in Surfing City. People are wigging right out of their gourd, hanging ten without a board.
Do the surfing,
what's the feeling?
Do the surfing,
your sucker's feeling.
Do the surfing.
With Mr. Gasser, I assume that's the guy singing in the Weirdos and doing the surfing. And before that, Mr. Gasser and the Weirdos just grooving out to the surfing.
That's kind of fun.
The 1960s were rather weird. That's all I get to say. Other than my name, of course. I could say that, right?
Yes, you can say that.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and now we're going to do something different.
Really?
Yes.
We have to play the wacky, warped, and weird, Daffodil. Can't be that different. Can't be normal now.
No, but we don't normally do this the way we're doing it today.
Ah, so let's do it now.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And wow, Daffodil, we got a whole album to profile in the Limburger Lounge album profile of Live at the Galleon. The Barefoot Man.
Also known as George Novak.
Ah, George Novak. That's right. Did he ever walk around broken glass? Or
no.
Actually walk across hot coals?
No, but he lived on a beach in the Grand Cayman, so I'm sure he spent a lot of time walking barefoot on the beach.
Ah, I get it. I just had a sense that he may have been conned by Tony Robbins into getting on hot coals or something like that.
No, nothing like that.
Okay, well, what else can you tell me about him?
Well, basically, he's been performing on the Grand Cayman Island, the Cayman Islands, for ever.
Oh.
Probably since the 80s, anyway. Probably longer.
Oh, that's forever ago.
He's right up there with, like, Jimmy Buffett. I mean, he was in a movie in 1993 with Tom Cruise and Gene Hackman called The Firm.
Oh,
him and the whole band.
Oh, so he's sort of like the whole Jimmy Buffett thing.
He's a lot like Jimmy Buffett, yes. Oh,
but he's just barefoot all the time.
He is barefoot all the time.
Well, we're going to play a couple cuts from his Live at the Galleon album. We've got a medley of Matilda and Marianne coming up a little later on. Some classic calypso, I suppose. But speaking of classic Calypso, we're going to play a couple other songs here with Day-O, the Banana Boat Song on
Cheese Please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Cayman Islands, previously known for beautiful 7 Mile Beach, continuous sunshine, Tommy the Turtle, and friendly people, now is famous for the Barefoot Man. Without further ado, Dave Mitchell and Galleon Beach Hotel proudly presents the Barefoot Man.
Thank you.
I need a drink. Here's a song about a real couple of popular girls in the islands here, Matilda and Marianne.
Thank you.
Matilda. Matilda. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody sing Matilda. Let me hear you, Matilda. Okay. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. $500, my friends, I lost. This woman steal me cat and horse. Yes. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Matilda, everybody, Matilda, let me hear you. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. A little louder, Matilda, sing the chorus, Matilda. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. All the money was to buy me land. Woman have a serious plan. Matilda, take me money and run Venezuela. Matilda, sing the chorus, Matilda. Okay. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Matilda and Marianne, the medley. Before that, we had him doing Dale, Dale. He does it better than I do.
Yes, he does it much better than you do.
But our couple cuts there of the Barefoot Man live at the Galleon. He's still around, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Wow, he's still performing in the Grand Cayman Islands.
Several nights a week.
Wow, really?
Yep, he also writes for a couple of publications on the island as well.
Whoa, so he's got a lot going on, does he?
He does.
Wow, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please. Let's move on.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
The girl, now woman, who made it famous by saying, Marsha, 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 many years ago. The Brady Bunch is still around in our culture. But Eve Plum, her father was Neely Plum, an executive of RCA Records.
So she get to record.
Yes. And the song was the Fortune Cookie Song, also known as Nichi, Sanichi, Moochie, Moochie, I think.
Something like that.
On
Cheese Please!
If things have gone from bad down to awful, you feel so sad, it should be unlawful. Well, I have found some words in a cookie that very well could be helpful to you. having dinner down in Chinatown. A fortune cookie taught me not to frown. It said, Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky, Mookie, Mookie. As I read the words aloud, I found my troubles disappeared. Simply Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky, Mookie, Mookie. And the sky that had been gloomy gray had very nicely cleared. I'm the same in age and size, but being happy makes you wise. I feel suited to advise you if your smiles are on the blink. You don't need a fortune cookie, just say Nicky, Nicky, Snacky. He's knocking, looking, looking, and feel better in a wink. I cannot offer the least explanation of how it causes this special sensation. If you prefer, you could sure call it magic, but all that's really important is this. When trouble gets too big for you to lick, this happy little phrase will do the trick. Just say, Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky, Mookie, Mookie. Say it softly or aloud and watch your troubles disappear. Simply Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky, Mookie, Mookie. And you'll find your skies of gloomy gray will very nicely clear. All you have to do is choose it and you'll never, never lose it. So find someone who can use it and politely pass it on. Tell them all they have to say is simply Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky. And his troubles will be gone. It's a gift and to receive it, all you need is to believe it. Then say Nicky, Nicky, Snacky, Nicky, Snacky, Mookie, Mookie. And your cheer appears like the dawn. Mookie, Mookie.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
La!
Another celebrity of the 70s besides Eve Plum we played before that. That is Charles. and Speedy Gonzalez.
Kind of almost like a double celebrity slip-up.
Yeah.
Almost. Except Charo is always like that.
Well, I mean, she had so many appearances on the Love Boat in the 70s that, you know, I think it promoted her career quite a bit. And she cut an album, and that's one of the songs from the album. She probably cut many albums.
I was just going to say, she was a fantastic guitarist.
That's true. That's
she cut a lot of albums, but it's kind of these more goofy songs.
Well, it was really put out by Pat Boone in the early 60s with Mel Blanc playing the Speedy Gonzalez character like he did in the cartoons. But, well, I guess they couldn't afford Mel Blanc there.
No.
On that one.
No.
My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has reached the end of its spin.
It's amazing every week we don't have to call FEMA or any kind of disaster relief. The radio is still intact, even when we leave. I don't understand
I will say that the dear listeners' ears are probably relieved when the storm is over.
Ah, yes. The bleeding stops, all the ooze stops coming out of the ears, and they relax.
Exactly.
And wonder how they got it through it.
Also true.
Yeah.
So what are we doing now?
And they still keep coming back.
They like us. They really like us.
Okay, Sally. We got to open the bunker thing.
Yes, the tube.
Yeah, here we go. Oh! Here it comes up from the basement. And then we open it up here. And get the piece of paper which says, oh, we're going to play Wayne Carroll's Chicken Out. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Chick, chick, chick. Chick, chick, chick.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
This is Bird Note. She was an incredible astronomer, master of the stars, extremely knowledgeable of landscapes and geography.